Last night's Super Bowl had the lowest score ever, and it was every bit as boring as that sounds. If you wanted drama, you had to turn to the commercials.
My king, this corn syrup was just delivered.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
Let us take it to them at once.
Yes, corn syrup. The Budweiser family of products famous for Super Bowl ads like the Bud Frogs, among others, settled on corn syrup for its major push this year.
The implication being that corn syrup, used by rival brands in the brewing process, is not healthy. The response on Twitter was immediate.
Miller Coors tweeted, "Bud Light uses rice to aid fermentation. We use corn syrup. Interestingly, none of our products use high fructose corn syrup, yet several of Anheuser-Busch's do."
Big Corn, meanwhile, was a big mess of hurt feelings. The National Corn Growers Association tweeted, "America's corn farmers are disappointed in you. Our office is right down the road. We would love to discuss with you the many benefits of corn."
Corn farmer Kevin Ross wanted in on the conversation, too. He posted a video of him pouring cans of Bud Light down the drain.
Bud Light, you're not standing with corn farmers. We're not standing with you.
Marion Nessel saw the ad, too.
From a nutritional standpoint, it's absolutely hilarious, and I laughed all the way through it.
Nessel is a nutrition expert at New York University. She says that sugar is used to feed yeast during the fermentation process. It doesn't care where the sugar comes from.
From a physiological standpoint in the body, it makes absolutely no difference at all. The yeast can't tell them apart.
So why call out corn syrup?
Well, they're trying to say that their ingredients are healthier and more natural than the ingredients in the competitors' beers.
So after millions of dollars spent throwing shade on corn syrup, the difference between Bud and others, according to Nessel, isn't much of a difference at all.